Welcome to Charlie's Toolbox, the only podcast that teaches you how to be the main character in your life. Here, you can find all the tools and skills you need to decenter men, center yourself, and feel good about your life. Here's your host, researcher, observer, and marketer, Charlie Taylor.
Hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlie's Toolbox, titled, What Does It Mean to Choose Happiness? This episode is inspired by the six-part series that I am launching about happiness. If you want to participate, please sign up for my newsletter on charliestoolbox.com. There you will receive an email in your inbox every single Thursday with prompts and strategies and tactics about and on happiness. But before we get started with this episode and this introduction into the six-part series and how we are going to think about happiness, please like, subscribe, and follow. It is a free way to support me and my channel, and it makes my content rise to the top. So thank you guys in advance, and let's begin. That I would do everything in my might to not be a shell of myself. I didn't want to be the person who had one foot in reality and the other foot in their mind. I didn't want to be the person who lived life on autopilot. And now that I'm an adult, I realize how hard life really is and how in the process of trying to live, some people don't make it. And the sad thing is, and the crazy thing about life is that often it's no fault of their own. Because living is hard, and it takes a lot of effort. So when we choose to live, and we choose to be happy, we must recognize that it will take effort to do this. Because it already takes effort to live life, it's going to take even more effort to choose happiness. It will be a daily practice, and multiple times a day, you'll have to choose your thoughts, your reactions, feelings, and ideas about yourself and others. And I hope through this exploration, you learn what choosing happiness means in practice, and then you'll apply it. When I choose happiness, I affirm my emotions. In the past, I used to look back and be so ashamed and embarrassed of how I reacted or how I behaved. I would think of ways that I could have handled it differently and shame myself. And now, as I choose happiness, I also affirm how I feel. I accept that if I reacted that way, I probably felt that way. Then I ask, what about the situation bothered me? What did I learn about myself? What do I know about my triggers? And then I communicate them to people I love and those I want to love. My emotions are not wrong. If I felt a way, I probably felt that way. Now the next step is, what do I learn from that? When I choose happiness, I remind myself daily that there is nothing to critique and shame about me. I can always make solutions for myself in my discomfort, but I am not required to critique anything, nor am I required to shame myself for anything. And I'll give an example. Say I hypothetically am not getting along with my friend's friend. So we're on a trip and I'm not getting along with the friend that my friend brought. I don't have to criticize anything about myself. I don't need to say that I'm too aggressive or is it me, or ask myself, why is it so hard for people to get along with me? Instead, I ask myself, what is the solution? What is the solution to our not getting along? Can we talk about topics we agree on? Can we talk with each other with dignity and respect? Can we talk and respect that we aren't compatible? A solution in moving forward does not require you to criticize yourself, to punish yourself, demean yourself, embarrass or shame yourself. It simply requires a different approach. When I choose happiness, I stop living passively and on autopilot. Life is hard. It's unpredictable and uncontrollable. One day you have a job, the next day you don't. One day you're in love, and the next day you are not. One day you have your life together, and the next day you are moving in with your parents. When you experience those type of influxes, you start getting really tired of life. You start getting tired of rebuilding yourself from the ground up. You get tired of feeling the pain and constantly gathering the strength to live. And so you decide to protect yourself. And the way that you do this is by retreating. You retreat from life. And you learn quickly that if you don't give as much, it doesn't hurt as much. But what you don't realize is that when you retreat and when you live life passively on autopilot, not fully present, not fully 100% there, on the flip side of that is that you also don't get to experience life fully. Because as you protect yourself from pain and sadness, you're also limiting yourself from experiencing happiness and joy fully. So you must fight the urge to hide and retreat and to live passively and to let life guide you. You must remind yourself that when you show up, you not only expose yourself to extreme bliss, but with that responsibility comes agony. And that is just the way life is. So if you show up for life only 75%, well, you are going to only experience 75% of bliss. You are going to protect yourself, that 25% that you're protecting, but you're not going to experience the 100% feeling of what bliss is because you are retreating from life. When I choose happiness, I expect goodness in my life. Every morning, I have a routine that helps me start my day on the right foot. I wake up, I drink water, take vitamins, stretch, and then have a Magic Mind Focus energy drink with lion's mane. The lion's mane in the drink helps me reduce my anxiety and gives me the energy to be consistent with my 6 a.m. workouts, which you all know that I rant and rave about. This morning routine has made a significant difference in my life, and I'm just happier, and those around me have noticed the positive change. If you are like me and you need energy in the morning and you need to be able to focus, I recommend Magic Mind. Visit magicmind.com/toolbox and use Toolbox 20, TOOLBOX20, to get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase. That's Toolbox, TOOLBOX20, for 56% off and 20% off a one-time purchase. This code also works for existing subscribers and their next payment. Finally, when I choose happiness, I truly believe in my power. Like, I truly believe whatever it is I want to believe, and that is how I will see the world. When I believed I couldn't choose happiness, I woke up as if it were so. Those were my goggles. I went through life passively because I didn't believe I had a choice. I allowed strangers to make me mad because I believed I had no control over myself. I allowed others' opinions to determine my worth because I believed in their power more than my own. So to choose happiness means that you must believe in your power. And one way you do that is by recognizing that the same muscle you use to convince yourself that you have no power is the same muscle that you can use to convince yourself that you do have power. You have to remember, there were steps taken to convince you out of your power, to make you feel disempowered. There were steps. You didn't just wake up and become that. There were steps taken, whether by your caretakers, whether by imagery that you consume, media that you consume. There were steps taken to convince you that you are not in control of yourself, in control of your emotions, in control of your life. There were steps taken. So you use repetition. You saw models of a disempowered person. You internalized messages about being disempowered. You thought it was inevitable that you will always be disempowered, that you were born this way. And you barely dedicated yourself to a task because you assumed you would not succeed. Now, you use all these steps that were taken to basically brainwash you. And you use those steps in a different direction to believe in your power instead. Your repetition is affirmations. Your new model of an empowered person is a clean social media presence filled with people who you admire, who make you feel good about yourself, who make you feel like you're capable, like you can also do it as well, and you can do these things, and you can take these steps. You have a media presence like that. You model yourself like the person you think feels empowered or powerful. And so on and so on and so on. You use those steps taken against you, and you use that muscle taken against you in a different direction, in a way in support of you. And the good thing is, you know, the muscle works because you don't, you know, you may not believe in your power. You know, it works. So you know that it can work in a different direction. It could work in your favor. So these are ways that I choose happiness. I choose happiness by affirming my emotions every single day. If it's what I felt, then it's what I felt. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that feeling. The best thing that I can do for myself is make space for those feelings and to listen to what it's telling me. When I choose happiness, I remind myself daily that there is nothing to critique and shame. I am not required to shame myself in order to find a solution to a problem. The only thing I need to know is what can solve this problem. I do not need to be a part of that equation. I do not need to be shamed or critiqued to find that solution. When I choose happiness, I stop living passively. I don't let life always guide me. I don't live life on autopilot, showing up 50%, showing up masked. I live my life unmasked, but appropriate, and I live making active choices in my life. When I choose happiness, I expect goodness in my life. I wake up every morning expecting that I will meet something great, something good, something positive in my life. And finally, I choose happiness by truly believing in my power. Now that you have some options, some steps, some choices, how will you use them? What new strategies will you develop that are tailored towards you? How do you think you will feel? These are all questions that you must ask yourself. So take some time out and start working for your joy. Use some of these strategies to develop your own. And on that note, you all take care. Bye-bye.
For show notes, be sure to check out charliestoolbox.com. Follow Charlie on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Charlie's Toolbox. Thanks again for listening to Charlie's Toolbox.